All right. Well, I guess we are on to shout outs and plugs. You got anything going on creatively that you want to plug?
I mean, if you guys are ever in the DC area, you know, we play shows around here about once a month, maybe sometimes twice a month. We've got two dads in the band, so we're not playing that late.
Oh, that's the dad bod band, right?
I wish. No. Dad bod's all the weird stuff I do. The band I'm in is called the Vico Cycle, which Ryan plugged at the beginning, but we do, you know, 70% covers, 30% originals, and, you know, some of those are ones I've had a hand in, but we like the performing part of it. And again, that's how I sort of came into music, is from the performing and less from the composing side and arranging side until FOM 2017. But yeah, so if you guys are in the DC area, we got a bunch of shows coming up. You can see them on our website. You know, we like playing breweries and stuff as we get older. We used to play the bars, but now we're too old and have too many kids.
That's funny. At Songfight Live this year, Spud, who's one of the original fight masters of Songfight, he's in a band that played at a brewery, you know, the last night of Songfight Live. It was this place called the Jellyfish Brewery, and that's where Songfight Live was. So he has a band.
How was that? Was that a lot of fun? I feel like you guys talked very glowingly about it.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I sucked so bad. Like, well, I'm not a perfectionist or anything, but oh man, it was bad. So
I mean, it sounded like from everybody else that you did just fine. At least from what I listen. I'm in the six people that listen to the podcast. You can't say the same self-deprecating stuff, you know, the next podcast.
Well, luckily there are self-deprecating stuff. I don't know if there are any recordings, so thankfully there's no evidence, and we'll just say that it was actually not as bad as I say it was. But yeah, I've been practicing, and I came to music through, you know, these sorts of competitions, so I've always been able to do 100 takes and then edit them so they were mostly on time. But like, oh yeah, playing live is a totally different thing, and I totally respect bands like Berkeley Social Scene and Glennie and folks who play live all the time, because it's hard.
Yeah, it's definitely a different skill set, you know, and that's really, you know, performing, it's like you need to think about how your delivery is, you know, and sometimes it's less important to be in tune than it is to really sing like with emotion and powerfully. And like, you know, playing and singing is two things at once, and you know, if you've always only just hit the button to go, it's a lot easier to layer that guitar track. And when I have like a fancy guitar line and fancy vocal, when I go to play that live, a lot of times there's a lot more power chords than there were in the recording.
totally. And like, you know, your body just rebels when it, like, you're strumming a rhythm and you're singing a different rhythm. Like, you're like, ugh, your brain just gets mad at you and just, no.
Yeah, it's tough.
These need to be the same rhythm, you fool.
Yeah, the first song I learned how to play and sing was Are You Gonna Be My Girl by Jet, because it sings in the breaks. So you just play and then sing, Yeah. So, but yeah, nothing major plugs. Like I said, if you guys ever find yourselves, any of you guys spin tuners in the DC area, let me know. Hit me up. We'll go get a beer or something or get some lunch. I think this community is great. I'm a big fan of volunteering in my community around here, because almost all the fun stuff that I do in my life are done by volunteers I have learned in the last few years. So, you know, I'm always happy to do that kind of stuff. And I'm really happy and thankful that I was able to get on the podcast, because I enjoy it a lot. I enjoy listening to it a lot. It's a lot of fun to hear your guys' takes on stuff. And I don't know if we get to hear a rant from Ryan today. Maybe we'll get that rant later.
Yeah. I would like to give a shout out to everybody on the Spin Tunes Discord. The Spin Tunes Discord is awesome. There are a lot of great conversations, and you know, everybody seems really supportive and really helping each other out. And the feedback channels and just the discussions there are very elevated. I've been in some communities where, you know, it's a little bit toxic at times, and like, I just feel blessed that the Spin Tunes community is, you know, very pro artist, which is very cool.
Yeah, I would say it's very different from any other sort of community I've been in. And again, I've done now Bomb and Spin Tunes, and I did Narayan as well. And I would say I like the Spin Tunes in the middle here. Because FOM is great for like giving you the confidence to do music and write stuff and, you know, have people say things about it. But it's very positive. Like, I don't think they say anything negative on FOM, almost by design. So it's really good for opening your wings.
I hate Spin Tunes.
Yeah, you hate it. Yeah, that's fair. But I think it's nice in that it makes me write a large number of songs, and I feel like I need to write a large number of songs to get songs that I really like out of myself.
Yeah, that's true.
So I like it for that, and I was going to say something similar for Narayan, where it's like, I don't think I ever got too much feedback that was super useful, and it's not because people aren't trying, it's just less time for people to sit with the songs. But I did get a lot of songs that I liked out of Narayan, just from that pressure cooker of every week, you got to get another one, and you don't have any breaks. And I forgot to shout out my wife. I need to shout out my wife for watching the children so that I could be here to record the podcast. So got to put that on there. Otherwise, I'd never get a chance to do any other music again.
I will also shout out to my lovely wife, Sarah, who just walked the dog for me and reported that he had pooped twice. So thanks for that.
Okay, there you go. Big night.
Big night. All right. Well, I think we're just about out. Thank you, Seabass. I will let Ryan edit in his parts. And I think I can hear the theme music playing. All right.
Awesome. See you. Thanks for having me, guys. Yeah.
It's extra inconsequential since none of us are judges.
Yeah, that's
true.
So we don't have to like anybody's song.
Exactly. We don't have to rate anything. I liked your comment about, you know, you were worried, Ryan, about it becoming like a love fest. And it's like, I don't think it will be, just because there's so many things to say about songs when you have opinions. So,
yeah,
I mean, we'll see. Yeah. And I think helpful criticism is one of the best things about this community specifically, as opposed to others. So, you know, I think it'll be.
And that's,
I have things to say.
I think that's important, too, because I know that, you know, outside of the handful of Russian bots who listen to this podcast, like, people listen to their review of their own song. And, like, mm-hmm. I know that there is at least, you know, the person who wrote the song is going to be listening to what I think about it. And I try to put myself in their shoes and how I would feel with, you know, and how I have felt getting some pretty shitty reviews. So,
yeah, no, I appreciate it. You guys recognize there are people behind all of these songs.
For sure.
It's easy to forget sometimes.
Yeah, there's real genuine people wasting my time.
trying my patience.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, there's actual piss enemas out there.
Oh, God. So, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. That one. Oh. That one.
Still not my least favorite song.
Well, we should save this for
save
the,
it yeah
save
this
it
is,
for the
save
right.
it it's gold